Hey guys, welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Steve Clifton and I'm the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. I'm excited to once again continue to talk to you guys about putting your faith to work in the workplace. Today I'll be talking about the idea of finding purpose in your work. At the beginning of last year, 2020, I started a new Bible reading plan. I personally like to use the Bible app because there's a lot of different Bible reading plans and devotionals. I've done a few one-year Bible reading plans in the past, and those are great. But most often you're reading about three chapters a day, and for someone with a short attention span like me, it can be a little overwhelming sometimes when you try to reflect on what God's trying to show you about himself or about how he's trying to transform your character towards him. But at the beginning of last year, I started a three-year Bible reading plan where you read about a chapter a day. You read a chapter or two in the Old Testament, and then you read a chapter in the New Testament, and then back to the Old, and so on. And I have to tell you, I really, really like it. Highly recommend it. If you're hesitant to start a Bible reading plan, I found it to be really super helpful for me. You're able to slow down and reflect on that one chapter because it's short. You can read it or listen to it even multiple times, or consider listening to it in a couple different translations. And once again, I find it really helpful. The reason I bring that up is I've recently been reading through 1 Kings in my Old Testament days and through the book of Acts in the New Testament on those days. And just recently, I was reading in 1 Kings about all the amazing things that Solomon did. He had wisdom, he had fame, he had power, and even the Queen of Sheba came and was astonished and amazed at how awesome he was and the wealth he'd amassed. And then the next day I read this verse in Acts chapter 6, and starting in verse 1. Now in these days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists rose amongst the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the number of the disciples and said, "It's not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables." And then they go on to pick 7 men, one of which was Stephen. Great name, by the way. And if we skip down to verse 8, it says, "And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people." And if you know the story of Stephen, he gets falsely accused of blasphemy and delivers a speech, an amazing speech, to the high council, only to be martyred for his faith. Now, as someone who served tables myself as a part-time job in college, I don't ever recall doing great signs and wonders. I was a server at Damon's, which is no longer around, on Ohio State campus, and it was a great experience. 86 the onion loaf. Yeah, most of you have no idea what that means, and I'll let you Google it later, but I digress. Here's the point. Here's Stephen, helping run a food kitchen, actively serving tables, while also living out his purpose and his passion. It says he was full of grace and power, doing great wonders and signs among the people. Compare that to Solomon, who had amazing wisdom and all that life could offer. He would later go on to say that everything that he accomplished, everything that he'd amassed, all the wisdom that he had, it was all vanity. I'd call it a word I heard someone use recently: purposelessness. Maybe that's not a word. I don't know. But here's the point. What is your purpose? What is my purpose? And how does that play out at work? How can we serve tables or do whatever it is that we do as a profession while also living out our purpose? I think the answer to that question will be different for everyone, but similar in that we can all draw upon God's grace and power through the Holy Spirit guiding us. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray that God would show us how to do that today. But before I do that, let me just remind you that we have 3 services this coming Sunday at our Lewis Center campus, 9, 10, and 11. You can check the service times for your location. You can also join us online, and we'd love to worship together with you this Sunday. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for how we can reflect on these characters, these men, these great men in the Bible, and learn from them, and learn from what your word teaches us about these men. Thank you for Stephen and his faith and his example that he gives us in acting out his faith, his purpose through his work. Lord, help us to understand that striving to accomplish and gain much in terms of tangible things is indeed vanity. And help us to find that purpose and have that purpose be in you today as we go to our workplaces. And we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now go ahead and take a minute and pray for yourself.